Several congressional representatives will be gathering on the City Hall steps this morning to celebrate the recent passage of health care reform. One Democrat who won't be joining them is Staten Island's Michael McMahon, who voted against the bill. WNYC's Fred Mogul joined the first-term congressman yesterday in his largely Republican district.
Thanks.
All right, honey.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Michael McMahon is working the crowd at the Iroquois Friendship Center, where many seniors give him an earful of worry about their Medicare plans. Will there be cutbacks? Will doctors still take their plans? McMahon tells them cuts are coming, but he's working to reduce overall costs without reducing the services that the elderly receive.
No matter what people say, or no matter what pressure they put on me, that I will stand up and fight for the people of Staten Island and Brooklyn, in particular, our senior citizens.
Having voted against health care reform, McMahon's in no position to tout how the new package might help seniors, for instance, by lifting the cap on prescription drugs in the otherwise popular Medicare Part D plans. His message of standing tall against his own party resonates with Fran Mandato.
I just hope that what he's doing is going to help us seniors. I just lost my husband. We had a health plan. They raised me from 100 to 600, and soon we'll be going up to 800 a month. I can't afford that.
Many in this largely Italian-American crowd share Mandato's enthusiasm for their freshman congressman. But elsewhere in the district, not everyone agrees with his vote against the health care bill. Outside a nearby supermarket, Harry Bakiri says he's disappointed in McMahon, and he's glad more people will get access to health care.
How many people are without insurance? Plenty. They're going in hospital lying like dogs over there. So, in my opinion, this program is very good.
Republicans have vowed to punish Democrats at the polls in November, and McMahon's seat is far from safe, even with his anti-health care vote and his fourfold cash advantage over his rivals at the moment. The GOP held McMahon's seat for 16 years before he won it in 2008, and they're eager to get it back. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.